Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 3rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Expansive Taps, Christina Scheffer-Williams, and Michael Applebaum to lead sales and marketing efforts. Expansive, the leading infrastructure provider for the global energy transition markets, has appointed Christina Scheffer-Williams as Senior Vice President of Sales and Michael Applebaum as Vice President of Marketing. Christina, with nearly two decades of sales and operational leadership experience, aims to surpass revenue expectations and deepen customer relationships. Michael, with over 20 years in technology and energy transition markets, will help Expansive create new markets and scale sustainably. Both leaders bring valuable expertise to drive the company's growth and mission towards a cleaner, more sustainable world. Beeline Holdings, BLNE, reports strong Q2 25 results, targets profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, a U.S.-based digital mortgage lender, reported strong Q2 25 results, with $1.7 million in revenue, a 27% increase quarter over quarter, and operating cost reduction by 40% to $5.6 million. Net loss narrowed to $4.1 million, a 68% improvement. Beeline aims for profitability by early 2026, with $6.3 million in cash at the end of Q2. The company funded $52 million in mortgages, launched new products like Beeline Equity and Blink QC, and introduced Bob, an AI mortgage chatbot. Analysts project market share growth in a sector expected to grow at a 13.57% CAGR. Ladenburg Thalmann initiated coverage with a buy rating and over 200% potential appreciation.
Biomed news breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, completes FDA Type C meeting, gains guidance for planned pediatric CNS cancer trial. Lantern Pharma, a clinical-stage oncology company, completed an FDA Type C meeting, gaining guidance for a planned pediatric CNS cancer trial. The FDA supported Lantern's proposal for a parallel ATRT cohort and potential inclusion of spironolactone with LP-184-STAR-001. Lantern will submit an IND amendment for trial initiation in Q1 2026. The program holds rare pediatric disease and orphan drug designations, focusing on progression-free survival, overall response rate, and quality of life outcomes. Lantern Pharma is an AI company transforming oncology drug discovery with a pipeline estimated to have a combined annual market potential of over $15 billion USD.
Rock Breaks, Ucore Rare Metals Inc. UCU, OTCQRF, completes automatic conversion of remaining $1.1 MEM convertible debentures. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., a company focused on rare earth element separation and supply chain innovation, has completed the automatic conversion of the remaining $1.1 million convertible debentures. The debentures were issued in May 2020 and were converted into equity following the triggering of a conversion clause tied to the company's share price performance. As a result, Ucore issued 1,222,219 common shares and 611,108 warrants, with no debentures remaining outstanding. The conversion was triggered after Ucore's shares closed at 220 cents or higher on the TSX Venture Exchange for 20 consecutive trading days, reaching this threshold on September 2, 2025. Certain debentures were held by related parties, including Chairman and CEO Pat Ryan, though the transaction is exempt from minority approval requirements. No new insiders or control persons were created in connection with the conversion.
Q&A with Rohini Kasturi, CEO of HG Insights. Rohini Kasturi, CEO of HG Insights, brings over 25 years of experience leading global teams and transforming companies. With a focus on AI-driven revenue growth intelligence, HG Insights acquired TrustRadius and MadKudu to bridge the gap between insights and execution. By uniting market and buyer intelligence, HG Insights offers a definitive GTM platform for B2B teams. The acquisitions enable demand gen and sales teams to access contextualized buyer insights and predictive scoring, accelerating revenue outcomes. With a vision to empower B2B companies through data and AI-driven insights, HG Insights is revolutionizing the GTM landscape. By leveraging RGI Fabric and advanced analytics, HG Insights is leading the way in precision-guided decision-making and market disruption.
45 Drives launches groundbreaking 45 Home Lab and 45 Professional Storage Setup Wizard to simplify Linux storage server configuration for home and professional users. 45 Drives has launched the groundbreaking 45 Home Lab and 45 Professional Storage Setup Wizard, a new client application designed to simplify configuring Linux ZFS storage servers for users of all levels. This tool eliminates the need for prior Linux or ZFS experience, allowing users to easily configure HL15 or HL4 servers over a local network. The wizard automates best practice storage and backup setup while providing insight into the process. Key features include zero peripheral setup, smart RAID configuration, scheduled client backups, and more. This tool bridges the gap between powerful open source storage and user-friendly setup, making it ideal for home lab enthusiasts and MSPs. For more information, visit 45 Drives on GitHub and YouTube. Duo's Edge AI awarded patent. Duo's Technologies Group, Inc., through its subsidiary Duo's Edge AI, has been granted a new patent by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for its entryway for a modular data center. This innovative design enhances security and protects mission-critical equipment in edge data centers by reducing the intrusion of dust, dirt, and moisture. The two-door access configuration with advanced filtration provides clean room-like protection for sensitive infrastructure in remote deployments. This patented design reinforces service uptime and ensures resilient operations in underserved markets. Duo's Edge AI's mission is to deliver scalable edge data center solutions, bringing data processing closer to end users to reduce latency and support real-time applications in rural and high-growth markets. Global Tech Corp, GLTK, pioneers AI innovation, frontier technology growth worldwide. Global Tech Corp, trading under the symbol GLTK, is a U.S.-based technology holding company leading the way in AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. The company's mission is to empower visionary companies and innovation-led enterprises through strategic partnerships and technology integration. Global Tech recently reported financial results for Q2 2025, showcasing its commitment to creating exponential value for its portfolio companies and delivering measurable results for shareholders. With a focus on AI and big data center of excellence, Global Tech is at the forefront of AI innovation and frontier technology growth worldwide. Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. DVLT, spotlighted in Forbes feature on AI and Web3 convergence. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in tokenized data and Web3 infrastructure, was recently featured in Forbes in an article titled "How AI is Ushering in a New Age for Web3. The piece highlights DVLT's role in merging blockchain's decentralized architecture with the adaptive intelligence of AI, enabling seamless integration of tokenized assets and personalized digital interactions. By serving as a verifiable and AI-ready data layer, DVLT empowers intelligent Web3 applications, positioning itself as a cornerstone for the next generation of Web3 infrastructure. The Forbes coverage emphasized that AI and Web3 are converging forces, redefining how individuals and businesses interact with data, spotlighting DVLT's growing importance as a technology enabler and trust provider at the intersection of AI and Web3. DC Blocks CRO Chris Gatch to participate in DataCloud USA panel. DC Blocks announces Chief Revenue Officer Chris Gatch will participate in a panel at DataCloud USA 2025 in Austin, Texas. The event, co-located with Metro Connect Fall, will focus on how fiber providers and data center operators can collaborate to advance the country's AI growth. Gatch will share insights on regional connectivity strategies and new fiber investments to unlock opportunities for data centers in underserved markets. The panel will discuss the need for robust fiber infrastructure to support the growth of AI and cloud computing, emphasizing scalable, low-latency connectivity. The event will take place on Tuesday, September 16th, 2025, from 4:45 to 5:30 p.m. CT at the Austin Marriott Downtown.
IBM, AMD agree on quantum computing collaboration. IBM and AMD have joined forces in a groundbreaking collaboration focused on quantum computing. The partnership aims to create cutting-edge computer systems that merge high-performance computing with quantum computing technology. This collaboration comes at a time when companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are also making strides in the quantum computing space. Investors can find more updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYIS, QBTS, in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, provides a wide range of services to help small-cap and mid-cap companies reach their target markets effectively. For more information, visit tinygems.com. How China's EV revolution is transforming the global auto market. China's electric vehicle revolution is rapidly transforming the global auto industry. With strong government support, significant investment, and a robust supply chain, Chinese companies are now serious competitors to well-known automakers worldwide. American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ, must adapt to this new reality. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies driving the future of technology, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit techmediawire.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ CGLTRYW, advances growth strategy with $450 million financing and acquisition pipeline. Seg Media Corporation, a sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has announced a significant advancement in its growth strategy. With a stronger capital structure, $450 million in financing, and a pipeline of acquisitions, the company is in talks with Velos Media Group and Nook Holdings, among others. Seg Media aims to boost market penetration, user growth, and revenue through expansion in sports, live entertainment, iGaming, and digital media. Chairman and CEO Matthew McGann highlighted the transition to landmark strides that are already generating revenue and profits, positioning Seg Media for immediate results and long-term shareholder value.
Investor news breaks. Green Rain Energy Holdings Inc., OTC EH, signs MOU with Allied Energy to power EV charging corridors in Southwest. Green Rain Energy Holdings Inc., an ESCO company, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Allied Energy Corporation to supply natural gas for off-grid and hybrid EV charging stations in the Southwest. This agreement aims to address grid constraints and enable rapid deployment of charging infrastructure in Texas, New Mexico, and other states. Green Rain's president, Alfredo Papadakis, called it a game changer, providing clean energy input for quick EV infrastructure build-out without waiting for utility interconnects. Green Rain Energy Holdings focuses on advancing EV charging solutions, solar infrastructure, and sustainable investments to drive shareholder value while supporting the global transition to clean energy.
Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company Inc., NASDAQ, and WTG expands Fast Motion shaft availability to Club Champion locations nationwide. Newton Golf Company Inc., NWTG, has expanded the availability of its Fast Motion shafts to Club Champion locations nationwide. The Fast Motion shafts, launched on April 29, 2025, have already seen great success, with nearly 4,000 units sold and $1.4 million in orders. These shafts, made with high-modulus Toray carbon fibers, are lighter than Newton's Motion series while maintaining stability and dispersion. They also feature the proprietary DOT system for precise swing fitting. Newton Golf, formerly known as Sax Parente, focuses on applying Newtonian principles to create innovative golf equipment that maximizes consistency and accuracy for golfers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/WTG.
Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, is one to watch. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., known as OTLC, is making waves with its lead candidate, OT-101, in a phase 3 trial for pancreatic cancer. The company's joint venture with GMP Biotechnology allows for cost-effective research and development, in-house GMP manufacturing, and an expanding nanoparticle pipeline called DesiParticle, TM. A strategic partnership with Shanghai Medicelon facilitates rapid IND filings for up to 20 drug candidates, speeding up development timelines. Oncotelic's proprietary AI platform, PDAOAI, improves regulatory and research workflows while enhancing public engagement. With a diverse pipeline covering oncology, Parkinson's disease, and more, the company aims to transform outcomes for patients with challenging conditions. Chairman and CEO Dr. Vuong Trieu, a prolific industry pioneer, leads the charge with a strong track record in biopharmaceutical innovation. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Via launches initial public offering. Via Transportation Inc. has announced the launch of its roadshow for the initial public offering of 10,740,285 shares of its Class A common stock. Via is offering 7,142,857 shares, while selling stockholders are offering 3,571,428 shares. The underwriters may have an option to purchase up to an additional 1,067,142 shares. The initial public offering price is expected to be between $40 and $44 per share. Via has been approved to list its Class A common stock on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol VIA. Goldman Sachs & Co. LLC, Morgan Stanley, Allen & Company LLC, and Wells Fargo Securities are acting as lead bookrunning managers for the proposed offering.
Biomed News Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, OTCQB ISO-ZF-1R3, secures exclusive U.S. patent for computer-aided diagnosis with breast CT. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on breast cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment, has secured the only U.S. patent for computer-aided diagnosis X with breast CT. This technology uses AI software to analyze medical images and estimate malignancy likelihood, aiding radiologists in interpreting scans. CADX aims to improve diagnostic consistency, reduce read times, and streamline workflows in breast imaging. The patent is covered under Isotropic's global license agreement with the Regents of the University of California. For more information, visit Isotropic's website at isocorp.com and review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca. Trump cancels $679 funding support to offshore wind energy projects. President Donald Trump has canceled over $500 million in federal funding for offshore wind farms, impacting companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. The policy shifts by the current federal administration may seem baffling to some, given the benefits of switching to renewables. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focused on companies shaping the future of the green economy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Tiny Gems Breaks, Bollinger Innovations Inc. expands cost-cutting measures, consolidates operations. Bollinger Innovations, BNI, an electric vehicle manufacturer, has announced staff reductions and facility eliminations as part of its consolidation efforts post-merger. The company reduced general and administrative and R&D expenses by 61% to $18.6 million per quarter. Measures include closing facilities in Calif and Ind, ending manufacturing with Roush Industries, and consolidating B4 production in Miss. CEO David Meschery highlighted a focus on commercial EV sales, including Class 1 cargo van, Class 3 cab chassis truck, and Class 4 B4 chassis cab, meeting safety and environmental standards. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Bollinger Innovations is a Southern California-based automotive company specializing in commercial electric vehicles with a manufacturing facility in Miss. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.